Sportradar becomes new CONMEBOL data rights partner. The South American football governing body CONMEBOL has announced sports data analytics provider Sportradar as its new betting data rights partner. Sportradar was selected to become the exclusive global audiovisual and betting data rights holder to CONMEBOL's club competitions after emerging victorious in a competitive bidding and application process. Under the terms of the deal, Sportradar will have access to offer streaming and betting data for CONMEBOL regional tournaments, including the men's and women's CONMEBOL Libertadores, CONMEBOL Sudamericana, and CONMEBOL Recopa football competitions for the next four seasons. The agreement is highly significant for CONMEBOL and the 10 soccer associations it governs in South America. It marks the first time domestic AV betting rights for CONMEBOL's club competitions would be offered in the region. Long-standing partnership. Quote, "We are glad to strengthen the relationship with Sportradar, one of the best companies in terms of technological innovation and transparency in global sports betting. We are sure that the prestigious CONMEBOL club tournaments, with more than 60 years of history, will be a great showcase to be able to get closer to the true fans of South American football." José Astigarraga, Secretary General of CONMEBOL. Sportradar and CONMEBOL's partnership dates back to 2019 when the Swiss-based firm started providing the confederations with compliance, risk, and governance services via its intelligence and investigations unit. Quote, "We are delighted that Sportradar has been selected as the official partner who can support the most historic club tournaments in South America. South American football has one of the most passionate fan bases in the world, and we look forward to working closely with the federation to support their engagement." Karsten Korrell, Sportradar CEO. In May 2023, Sportradar published its first quarter 2023 report, showing a revenue of €207.5 million, an increase of 24% compared with Q1 2022.